Welcome back, or welcome to the first episode of Music from a Darkened Room.
Yeah.
I'm joined by friends, agents, Joe, playing the infamous Axel Boomtown Armstrong.
Ooh.
Say hello, Joe.
Give it. Ooh, how's
or
it
Axel.
Going? Ooh, ready. I'm gonna be method acting. Gonna be from the start. And you're not gonna be able to shake my facade.
He's been goddamn insufferable this entire setup. He hasn't gotten out of character once.
And snap into a Slim Jim.
You just heard Dace playing a new character, Alice Aguilera.
The place of eagles is what that means in Latin.
Well, this is a new campaign.
Yeah, it is.
A completely different operation from Unknown Landscapes. And
I got to say, I feel a little bit like lighter. Do you guys feel a little bit lighter?
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
Like we've shed some dead weight
or
something?
Streamlined. Yeah, like a fighter jet.
Streamlined. Yeah, like a fighter jet. Exactly. Efficient.
Yeah.
To the point.
Better.
Well, we do have to address the elephant in the room. We've lost our friend John.
He's dead.
We don't know that. The cartels don't always kill.
Well, this has happened before. It's more of a ransom situation.
Yeah, this is honestly, like, I think he went to go make a business deal, and this is like a part of the negotiations. Like, it's just at this point, the kidnapping is formality.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I've had to pay before. Like, if we can get enough Patreon subscribers to pay for John's ransom,
he will not come back to this podcast until we get money.
We're gonna
cartels have kidnapped John Luca.
We're gonna find out how much people like John Luca right here, right now. This is how we do it.
Our subs are about to blow through the roof. The people need more John. They want more John. They love him. They can't get enough.
They demand it.
But unfortunately, we are Johnless.
Johnless.
In all seriousness,
we hope he's okay.
Everyone, please contact the authorities. And if you do happen to cross a fit, witty, ponytailed South African man, comes by the name of John, and he does not bite.
Yes, he's got all the shots.
Take him into your house. Treat him kindly. Food, water, pets.
But how are you guys feeling? You know, you don't know anything about the operation.
We know nothing.
Tight-lit. John could come into this operation. We just thought this would be a good jumping off point for it, since John couldn't make it this weekend.
Yeah.
But
he might join. We're in New Jersey.
Yes, yes.
Are we? How'd you know that? Have you read the module?
No, I think you were so sleep deprived when he told us that you might have missed it.
Are you sure? Because the module's like 13 pages to just say New Jersey on it.
Yeah. Every page just has a different letter of New Jersey.
New Jersey. Man,
Arc Dream's really running a racket over there.
Fill in space.
Yeah. Fill in the space. But yeah, I'm super excited. I don't know about Days, but like I'm just an opportunity to bring new characters is just into a new Delta Green situation.
Well,
I feel really great about this character. Like this is I feel like this is the most well thought out character that I've come up with in a long time.
Really,
and I hope I don't fucking mangle the Spanish accent or the Mexican accent.
Yeah,
we all hope that.
And I hope I don't mangle the Randy Macho Man Savage accent. That's.
I feel like your stakes are lower.
My stakes are lower.
Yeah. There's only one Randy Macho Man Savage to offend. There's billions of Hispanics.
That Macho Man is so Randy. And Savage.
And Savage.
Well, I think it would be great. I'm going to start us off. I don't have a witty transition, but I'll start us off with just a...
It's just not so easy, is it?
Speaking of Macho Man Randy Savage, let me talk about something that has nothing to do
Let's talk about wrestling.
I'm going to open up
with your psyche
with an excerpt from the manual.
Okay.
Places like people go wrong. They turn off the path and head into the shadows, becoming something other than normal. Black places filled with blank rooms, closed doors, and empty hallways lined with dust. In these places, your voice catches in your throat, the air seems to hum, and bad things happen. People get hurt, objects vanish, misery flows like the water from the loose faucet in the bathroom. Hate hangs in the air like old paint. It smells like time and circumstance, and something just beyond the world smells like surrender.
Surrender.
That is
the agents.
That must be. That's not from the player's handbook. That must be from this. This is from the operation.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's setting the tone.
All right. So tone set.
We are
picking up the tone. Picking up the tone, bro.
We are set in, like you said, New Jersey, 2017.
God damn it.
September 15th. You don't like New Jersey? You don't like New Jersey?
No, it's fine. If you like people that pronounce mountains mountain.
Oh, I hate that.
Like they've got a mouthful of peanut butter.
Mountain.
Mountain.
Mountain. Yeah, should we change the setting completely?
Yeah. Let's go to Hawaii.
The agents, your agents, Axel and Alice, have been contacted by DG to report that September 15th to Meadowbrook, New Jersey.
Meadowbrook, New Jersey.
Oh, by the way, what year are we?
Literally just said 2017.
Okay.
Like five times.
I literally just didn't hear it 5 times in a row.
But yeah, y'all get to the town. It's very small town, about probably like 15,000 on a good day.
When they're having a festival.
Yeah, yeah.
Possibly a garlic festival.
Is that also what New Jersey's known for, garlic?
No.
Nice banter, guys.
This is a great start.
Yeah.
You are told to report to the city hall, these buildings behind the city hall, kind of not the city hall proper, but a little offshoot. And that is where I'll leave y'all. I'm assuming y'all both get there at the same time.
So are we strangers?
Well, we were doing character creation. Dace and I were talking about what we wanted. Do we want our characters to know each other? Because I believe, Brad, correct me if I'm wrong, that we are veteran agents. We're agents who have been on a mission or two.
Correct.
Was part of the kind of requirements. I don't know, Dace. Like, do we want to let the dice decide this? Maybe that would be a better way.
I agree with that. Let's do that. Roll a luck check.
Thank you, Handler Dace, for deciding how we will proceed.
I will allow you to roll a luck check in this.
How about a luck?
That sounds fun to me. So, y'all are both veterans, or at least gone on one successful mission, so you're not new to the DG world. And this...
I think I would want us to know each other, so I'm going to say... Below 50.
Okay, we're saying lucky is we're going to know each other. Okay, so I'm going to roll a quick D100. Let's see what we get. 16. Looks like we know each other. If we'd been in a crit, we could have been lovers.
There's still time.
There's still time.
Y'all both arrive at this building that's kind of an offshoot of the city hall in Meadowbrook exactly the same time you walk up to the door.
Okay. Okay. So we have definitely seen each other before.
Like, meet eyes. Axel, you're still blowing shit up?
Alice, it's a pleasure as always. Please allow me.
As he opens the door.
As he opens the door, maybe his shirt kind of like goes back on his forearm and it reveals like a gnarly scar. And she kind of takes his wrist and is like, that didn't heal up so well. That is not my best work.
I would agree.
Agio.
Still, you survived. It could have been much worse.
You're Agio. Right. I could have lost the arm. I'm sorry. Sir, were you trying to say something?
Who is this man that is trying to interject in our conversation?
As you open the door seems to open on its own, and you see a man, white man, very business attire, tie, jacket on. He says, oh, come in. Shakes your hand. It's like, Axel, Alice, nice to meet you.
How the fuck do you know our names?
Uh-oh. Oh, Axel immediately.
The mission is compromised. Abort.
We gun him down.
Looks like we're going to have to blow this building. Don't worry, my van's wired.
Your specialty.
You walk into this room. It's been completely cleaned out of whatever was there before. You can see kind of like still dust on the table where like a lamp would sit, stuff like that. So it's obviously whatever was here before was hurriedly moved out. And see some food. He said, I thought we would have some lunch while we talked. And I got some sloppy joes from the kitchen, some fries, side salad.
Well,
help yourself.
Is this prepared in a vegetarian kitchen area, perhaps?
Axel, are you a vegetarian?
Ever since I lost my gallbladder in that motorcycle accident, it's just been a lot harder, you know? Getting older.
Motorcycle accident. I forgot.
Well, there's slaw. There is slaw here, and I'll tell you.
You didn't answer the question. Was it made in a vegetarian?
Yes, dire allergies.
The slaw was. I know that. Separate kitchen.
Mm. Well,
oh, thank God.
Oh, good. All right.
You will not go hungry this day.
Not this Axel. Day.
Axel helps himself to some slaw.
And Alice digs into a sloppy Joe.
He sits back. He has kind of a meal in front of him. He's eating. Got like a folder in his hand, manila folder. Axel Armstrong.
That is what they call me.
You've worked with us for quite a while now. You find your last mission satisfactory?
Well, all of the objectives were accomplished, and there was substantially less unnatural matter to be had following this particular incursion, and I would like to just say that I believe that that was a win-win, despite what some might say.
Hmm.
I'm just saying, I'm a hammer man, and you know, and all the world's a nail. You know what I'm saying?
That is why we like you.
That is why you like me.
He's not even looking up to like kind of acknowledge what you're saying. He's still like reading as he's listening to you. Alice, you've also been in contact with us for a while. Done some good work. How long has it been since your last contact with the program?
Was I on the last mission that Axel went on?
Tell me.
I think so.
Okay.
Maybe we've worked together a couple times.
Well, Axel is a... Axel's good at demolitions, but no one's perfect at demolitions, so there's probably a lot of reasons for you to...
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess it's been about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Axel rolls up his sleeve and pokes at the scar.
Yeah, it feels like about a year.
If Axel is the hammer, I am the scalpel.
Hmm. Your handiwork.
Hmm.
Axel's scar.
And trust me, he could have lost the whole damn thing. Could have been much worse.
Still reading. Now tell me, what is badge analysis paralysis exactly?
Oh, you know the name of my band.
Axel's You're head looking me up. Slowly turns to Alice. Just
have you looked us up on Spotify?
I have not. I will write that down.
Yes. Currently, the song in the lead is Rage Lust. I would recommend listening to that one first. It sort of sets the tone for the band. How is this relevant to the
Axel's phone is slowly making its way out of his pocket.
Well, you know, I'm just making sure everything's in order before go on, making sure that I'm informed of a recent diagnosis, Alice. I'm sorry to hear that.
It is of no concern. It will not affect the mission.
Fit and ready.
Of course.
Kind of looking at his paper, nods, and he slaps a news article on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, "Death in Meadowbrooks. Other Spooner suicide."
Spooner?
Other Spooner suicide. You look at the article, it basically, one of the top sentences says that a man by the name of Arthur Donnelly died at 1206 Spooner Ave. That's the address.
Spooner's the address. Arthur Donnelly. Why am I not prepared? God damn it. Where's my note-taking devices?
What time?
What time was that again? It's,
This was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
The address is the important part. 1206
Spooner Ave.
Spooner Ave. Kind of sits down. If you, this is like a news article from the local newspaper entitled "The Meadowbrook Sparrow." Then he throws the map, a map on the table as well, and it's essentially this map that you see on the Roll 20. It has this Spooner Ave 1206 circle.
People die all the time. Why don't you call us in?
They do. They do die all the time. But they're... well, to be frank, I know this is a little bit more formal than what you might be used to at the beginning of a DG operation. But Arthur Dunley was a DG agent for the program.
Oh, fuck.
A well-liked and efficient agent.
Arthur Dunley, was he a... I don't know if I've ever heard of him. This what kind of work did the departed do?
What he did with for us was classified, obviously.
But well, no he was an shit, FB. It was classified. Like, what sort of work? Like, are we talking an analyst? Was he a field guy? Leadership?
He worked for the FBI.
All right.
We all work for the FBI. Air quotes.
Hell, I was working for the FBI last week.
But this was his day job at the FBI.
Day job FBI. Okay.
What cell was Arthur in? Or is that classified too?
We will be operating outside of Sills for this opera. Any hands?
Come again?
We'll be operating outside of any given cell. This is outside a cell. And then he puts a pamphlet on the table and it says Operation Iago.
Alice gives like a barely perceptible like eye over to Axel. Like,
well, I'm sorry, your name again? I don't know if I caught that.
Mr. Summers.
Mr. Summers, and Mr. Summers, do you work here in this sweet little town of Meadowbrook? Or is this just a temporary lodging for you for the purpose of this briefing?
Temporary. Just passing through.
Passing through. Okay.
Aren't we all just passing through?
I suppose so. You'll excuse me as well. I think Alice has got a good point. You're telling me we're off book?
You will just be contacting me going forward. No one else, as far as this operation is concerned. Maybe I haven't made this, how serious this situation is clear. Donnelly was a big loss to us. Now Arthur Donnelly, did live in this town. He is local to Meadowbrook. And looking back, we should have took his what he sent up the change more seriously, because he has around 2 years ago did send something up the chain about this Spooner Ave. Now, if you ask around the town, nobody likes the place, whatever, ghost stories, what have you. And that's all it was until this happened.
Wait.
Are you talking about the residence?
The residence, like the house 1206. Is haunted?
1206, Spooner Ave. So that was not Arthur Donnelly's residence.
Was he investigating the house?
Well, last contact with
classified.
I'm here to help you, Alice.
Sure you are. We're all here to help each other out, right?
Listen, Summers, I appreciate that your position is tenuous, that you can only say certain things, but if you want us to do whatever it is you want us to do, which you have not really gotten to yet, besides look into it. It would be great if you could tell us just everything you could about both our dearly departed Arthur Donnelly and this little haunted house of his.
You get the feeling he's still kind of measuring you up.
Can I roll a persuade check, perhaps?
You don't have to.
Okay.
He wanted more dialogue before you could tell he's like.
Okay. Like. Is that written in?
Yeah.
They need a dialogue for at least 3 minutes.
That's Brad's way of saying shut up and let me set the story.
He goes on to say that last contact was his ex-wife. They were still on good terms, but his ex-wife thought something odd was going on, so she contacted his workplace, the Trenton FBI office.
Where's it, Trenton?
Trenton?
Yes.
Trenton is that, FBI. That's in New Jersey, right? I'm not from around here.
Right.
Okay.
This area, that's the FBI district of this area.
Got a name for the ex-wife?
Sarah.
Sarah Donnelly?
Yes, she hadn't changed her name yet.
Okay.
But as far as we know, she was not aware of his DJ involvements.
Okay. When did you say when the last contact she had with Agent Donnelly was?
It was about a week before she sent out the notice or contacted his his office about his missing or suspect something was going wrong. The FBI followed up, went to his house, saw that he had left his cell phone at the house.
Hmm. At 1206?
No, his residence.
His personal residence.
Could we get that address from you? Or are you going to make us run it down ourselves?
He gives you a... I don't have a address pulled up, but he gives you Donnelly's address.
We have an address for him, okay. Yeah,
it's a local address.
6969 Sex
Drive. 42069 Sex Drive.
42069.
Very nice.
After it didn't take much, the FBI traced his... where his phone's whereabouts were for the past week and saw that he had been visiting 1206 Spooner Ave quite frequently.
Been staking it out or visiting it?
That's what we thought. He might have taken matters into his own hands after sending his suspicion of something going on at this address.
Any way we get our hand on this report he sent up?
And more importantly, the cell phone. Where's the cell phone?
I can work on getting you the cell phone if that's what you...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
It was not a formal report. Like I said, it's one of our regrets is that we did not take his notice of this address seriously. It was just sent up the chain and dismissed for whatever reason.
You say our, and yet you say you're operating outside of the program.
Yeah.
Who is we? Who is us? Who is our?
Mr. Summers, it seems like you have some personal culpability in this particular situation. Am I smelling that right?
Do what you meant.
Okay. So old Axel is a federal agent. He is, even though he is known as a gun runner in some other worlds, he actually is a very, very adept agent. So, okay, maybe not hyper adept, but pretty adept. Okay, I just saw a skill in human, which is a 16. So let's see. It's pretty adept.
You know who is pretty adept. Hyper adept?
That's a 98. That's a failure. 98 over 60.
Alice.
Let me... After, he says that, I'll give Alice a chance. Let me be clear.
Okay.
We're outside of any cell, but this is still the program. Do not worry.
Okay.
What does Alice want to try to do?
So for the listeners, Alice is her profession is nurse. And we've rolled up these characters a couple days ago, and I'm still not convinced that we didn't fuck up horribly, because she's really good at a lot of things. But Joe has reassured me that we did it by the book.
This is the way it works. You're pretty well focused. There's a lot of stuff we're not good at.
True. But her human is 80, so let me roll that.
It's quite good. 20 under 80.
So, I guess to focus in on what she's looking for, like, Mr. Summers is personally invested in this. Like, I, as a player, am sussing out that they had a relationship with each other. Like, maybe they were operatives that went on operations together in the past. Like, were they friends? Like,
What is Alice saying exactly? Like,
maybe she just, like, from the intensity in Mr. Summers' eyes or something, like, it seems like you are possibly personally invested in this outside, off-the-book operation. Who was Arthur Donnelly to you? What is your relationship?
He kind of stands up and just, like, looks outside the window, sitting behind a desk, and y'all are not often that you find a friend or companion in this line of work, but this is a personal operation to me. He was a close friend of mine. He starts.
Alice kind of glances over at Axel, and
he you can see he's trying to almost keep himself together. He says, after tracing his cell phone to thing that he was going to Spooner at 1206 Spooner at quite frequently, local police went there and found him. You can see he's like trying to keep it together in the master bedroom with his throat cut. They, quote, said it looked like a bomb of blood was set off in the room.
Oh, that's why they've got me here. Okay. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. That's probably insensitive. Apologize. Sorry for your loss.
Alice will stand up and, like, walk over to him and kind of hold his hand and look him in the eye and be like, Summer, I understand. You're right. We in Delta Green do not make friends. It's futile. We lose them far too often. It's so rare to have any sort of bond in this organization. I understand your loss, and I'm deeply sorry for it. We will figure this out.
You understand that... Go ahead.
I mean, Axel kind of, like, raises an eyebrow at Alice. Like, I don't know, like, it's been over a year since he saw her, and he's like, he's never... I don't know if maybe necessarily... Maybe the last time he saw Alice or his experience with her is typically with a needle and a blade in her hand. So it's like seeing this kind of side of her. He's like kind of raising an eyebrow. He's like,
it is out of character for her to say something.
He's like, oh yeah, yeah, we got to take care of our own. I think is what Alice is trying to say.
You want to keep it off the books? We can keep it off the books. I understand.
I had to pull a lot of strings to get this investigation. The DG still didn't want to look into this after this. And he sits back at the table, but if you look back at the reports, the previous owner of this house, Amila Isri, type her name out here in a second, was found in the exact same way. In both cases, there was no weapon found. No, but the coroner half-heartedly, in my opinion, ruled it a suicide.
Oh, you know, I love a good suicide where someone slits their throat and then also discards of a weapon. That's some real,
just like
real class A small town coroner work right there.
Kurt Cobain bullshit, pulling a shotgun with his pinky
thumb. This sounds like a fucking cover up.
It very well could be. And between you two and me, if this has no DG relation any at all, I still want whoever's responsible for this dead or taken care of. You can tell that Summers, maybe that's kind of why he wants it off the books, is that he just wants the mystery solved. Maybe they're, you know, and maybe he's using this DG operation as a
To get revenge. Yeah.
If there is one thing that Axel is extremely good at, it is making problems disappear.
The word is actually oh God, it just left my mind. Right, I was about to make a really good quip. Pass.
Sometimes it goes like that, Axel. Don't worry.
Hold on, I gotta Google something.
I'll wait.
Okay, Google away.
Okay.
But Summer, look, I realize that this has to be off the books, but I need to know from you that we'll have resources. We need the resources, even though...
Do a persuade at plus 20.
Character sheet.
Could Axel take part in this?
He can, but not at plus 20, since it seems like Alice has...
It's kind of the one who's done it. Okay.
Oh, man. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Failure? No, I want to push that. I'm already going to burn willpower points. We need resources.
Do you have juice? Are we bringing over juice from another game? Yeah,
you can do that.
Okay.
No, not juice. I mean, the willpower rule
push.
About,
oh, yeah. Push. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do we say? It was 1d4
willpower. 1d4 willpower. For a push. That's right. Yep.
And I get to reroll?
Reroll. And it'll be up to Brad.
I'm going to reroll first.
Right, it'll be up to Brad whether or not you get your bonus again.
What is the rules do we want to do on that?
No.
The last time this happened, I did not get the bonus when I rerolled.
All right, so I'm going to say roll a bonus.
Okay.
Raw persuade.
Success.
Yeah.
Okay, roll that willpower and take the damage. Nice. Yeah. Good use of a push.
Already.
Isn't your willpower crazy high?
Yeah, Alice is strong.
Yeah,
you're gonna deduct.
She's super strong.
Deduct 2 from willpower.
Two
willpower.
Nice, good push. Yeah. Good push.
He says.
Good push.
He sits there for a minute. Nods. He says, "What did you have in mind?"
Any resources you have available? I mean,
we'll know when we come across it. How about that?
He throws a cell phone on the table. He says, "You can contact me with this device. Typical DG cell phone, a little outdated, sends no metadata." He says, "I'll do anything I can to help this operation, but as I've already made clear, this is off the books, outside of any cell. You only contact me for this operation. As far as the program's concerned,
we understand.
Inside the cell phone, you'll find 3 already contacts made for you. There's 2 friendlies in the area.
Oh, friendlies.
Obviously, like I said, they are DJ friendlies, but they do not need to know anything about Operation Iago.
Are these friendlies, they're not read in to the organization, the program?
They're not agents, but they have helped with research.
We'll keep them at arm's length.
The one, Elizabeth Tucker, and I'll add some of this to the board as we go. She's an antique dealer, Meadowbrook. Gives you, you know, typical website. She's good at tracking down items, and has lived here a while and has dealt locally with house renovations. She might be an asset. You know, when people move into a house,
folklore expert.
Fucking guarantee you there's going to be a music box in this operation.
Just because it's in the title.
An antique dealer, yeah. Music from a dark room. There's going to be a fucking music box. A creepy-ass music box.
Second, Emil Yarrow. He's 2 towns over. Emil Yarrow. 2 towns over. He's a parapsychologist at a...
A what?
Parapsychologist is,
How can he be 2? He's only 1 person.
he's so good at psychology, he has to be a pair of them.
Do you have to pay twice the price if you have...
Am I saying apartment? That right? Like, the study of, like, ghosts?
yeah, the parapsychologist. Okay, yeah.
He's a...
A crackpot?
An expert
Oh, okay.
In the paranormal. I've not met him personally.
Okay.
He has helped in previous operations at Fulton College. This is Two Town.
He's been beneficial?
Yes.
And the third?
I think you just said two.
There is another contact in here.
Oh.
It might have looked like nothing, but I was able to take a closer look at his cell phone. Where he tracked his cell phone, where he went in the past, the weeks prior to his death. He visited a storage in town.
Storage unit.
I would look into that if I were you guys as well.
We need to get to his place, find his keys.
Feed his dog.
You said feed his dog, right?
Feed his dog. She has to be so hungry. He's been dead for 2 weeks.
It'd be really irresponsible if no one fed the dog.
Yes, think about the animals.
That's what I'm trying to do, man. Ever since the gallbladder.
Summers.
Shit, he's still here.
There is one thing I would ask of you. Inevitably, these situations have to be contained, and more often than not, the best way to contain these situations requires firepower. I would ask you to go ahead and start using your connections to source some... what would you call it, Axel?
I mean, I'm salivating over here. I mean, like, what, we got like a black card, like a blank check? Like, what are we looking at?
Like I said, I'll do all I can to help you. But nobody here, I can tell you, wants Orochus. The locals do not want this house, haunted house, conspiracy, whatever's going on to be old around town, and the FBI definitely do not want the embarrassment of someone.
Well, listen, how about this, Summers? Suicide. Summers, I want you to level with me, okay? Axel Armstrong, right now. You an operations guy? You been in the field?
Not at liberty to say.
Listen, if you've been out there, you know how wild it gets. I've got a little bit of kit for yours truly here, but my main lady here, Alice, be nice if she could get some body armor, maybe a proper...
He points at Alice. You got a piece?
Axel, No, I don't have a piece.
Okay. Let's get her at least a piece, and preferably like a shotgun. Alice, forgive me if I'm wrong. You seem more in the business of putting people together than pulling them apart. So I'd say a shotgun for her would be handy. A little less accuracy necessary. Some kit. And while we're at it, this place, this Spooner Street. Any cameras in this town? Maybe we can get access or even some surveillance equipment would be good. I want to, if this guy, two people showed up at this place dead with their throats cut, apparently we can't just level the whole thing without looking into it first is what I'm picking up. So perhaps we should look at it a bit first. Some surveillance equipment, Summers. Anything like that?
I'll do what I can. The firearms are guaranteed. I'll get the shotguns. I'll see what I can do about the surveillance equipment.
You told me to come here with nothing but the clothes on my back. And so I
never
come here
said
with
that.
Nothing but the clothes on my
back. I think we had talked about a character creation that you actually have a really good paramedics pack.
Oh, do I have a sort of a van that has like a mobile lab in it that can test blood and everything?
I don't think you got that.
I would like one of those.
Well, listen, we can always hit up the local clinic, maybe grease some palms if we need any testing done. You could probably do that.
We have gone on many operations before. Local clinics are fucking useless. They are stupid NPCs. They do not have good...
You're right. If there's anything we've learned from the local lab techs. Okay.
I will get the shotgun, and I will try my damnedest axle to get this.
Okay, there's actually some mechanical stuff for requisitioning equipment if you need some help with that later. One last question, Summers, from me personally. What's the local PD look like? Are we going to need to stay out of their line of sight? Or the little sleepy town? I mean, I can't imagine they've got a lot.
I'm not familiar with the sheriff personally. Name is Michael Buffington. First year here as police chief. If I were you, like I said, nobody wants this.
We'll try not to make some noise.
Nobody wants this murder to be talked about anymore. It's been 2 weeks since his death. 16. Let me look at the 16 months since the death prior. The male Isri who died. I mentioned it, and that she died in the exact same way as.
In the same house?
Yes, as Arthur Dunley.
Did you type out that name?
I will.
I do not believe he has. I don't know how to spell it.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk. All this to say, I would consider keeping it quiet, but it's up to your discretion.
It's been 2 weeks since his death. Has his body been interred? Can we see the body?
I don't have access to the body. But there is a local... Like
local
I said,
coroner.
The coroner is the one that made the ruling of suicide.
2 weeks is a long time to be out of the ground.
Can you also requisition us some shovels?
I think we could handle that ourselves.
You need my help with shovels.
I don't know how to purchase.
That's ridiculous, Alice. All right. We got anything else? Any other burning questions? We can contact you later.
Yeah, his contact's in the cell phone. Says he puts on his hat and he's about to leave. He says, last thing that Arthur said was that he thought the house...
I know you said that thing about not causing a ruckus, but this is sounding more and more like blow it up from the outside territory. But I'll respect your wishes here, Summers, for the time being. End of the day, we have a mission even bigger than this one. I think you know what I'm talking about.
I handpicked you two because I thought you could handle this. I leave this up to your discretion, but I won't. Who's responsible for Arthur's death, whether it be paranormal or mundane. I want the mystery solved, fellas.
I understand, Summers.
All right.
You must understand. We're going to do everything we can to solve this for you, but you have to work with us.
You'll have your shotgun by the end of the day. He puts on his hat, leaves, unless y'all have.
We'll reach out.
No.
Daily check-ins.
He leaves. Okay.
And scene.
He makes it obvious that you can use this.
Would it be weird
room.
If I took all this coleslaw? Or. do you think? Or should I. Do you see like a to-go container here? Or, I'll just take the bowl. Here we go.
Okay. Okay, just yeah.
Take. Well, put it in my pockets.
No, don't put it in your pockets.
Okay, okay.
You're so sloppy.
Okay, sorry.
All right, so he's gone.
He's gone.
But his scent remains.
Scent remains.
Axel goes over the chair and sniffs it.
Seems like a good guy.
He pisses in the corner.
We should probably actually talk about like what our characters look like, right? Yep. What is
yeah.
Age.
Yeah, what is stuff like that. Yeah, so we've come to this room. What does Alice look like?
So Alice is she's of Mexican descent. She is 26 years old. She's probably about 5'2".
Petite.
But she's even sort of slighter than the last time you saw her, Axel. Like, she's skinnier. She's, the last time you saw her, she was a little bit not...
Does she just look not as healthy?
Yeah. Like, her skin is a little bit more pallid. Like, her face is a little bit more gaunt.
Hmm.
But her hair is fucking immaculate. She's got this, like, mane. Like, shoulder-length hair. It's just, like, the lushest curls you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah. Axel's 38. At this time, he is he's wearing a cut-off denim jacket with like a V-neck underneath, and like a tie-dye pattern headband and Wayfarers. He's still wearing them. He hasn't taken his sunglasses off. No, he takes them off. He took them off.
What do Axel's eyes look like? This is something I've always wondered, because we always see
sunglasses. Okay, so here's the thing, is Axel's eyes are actually... Axel used to be, you know, mechanically in the game Delta Green, if you are a damaged veteran, you can become immune to certain types of sanity damage, which we've had happen in the other game. Axel's immune to violence sanity damage, and I believe Alice might actually be similar situation.
Mm-hmm. That again? Violence, right?
Being immune to violence, sanity damage.
That's what y'all chose, right?
Yeah. Axel has seen a lot and has done a lot. And his eyes, when he takes his sunglasses off, are a little bit beady and shifty. Like, they're a bit intense, and that was part of his charisma damage when he became immune to the stuff. He's just a bit intense. And that's one of the reasons he wears the sunglasses a lot, because he knows it unnerves people. So he...
You know who Alice looks like? She looks like Death from the Sandman comics.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, Axel... So he... This guy leaves. Axel picks up the bowl of coleslaw and is just kind of absentmindedly eating it as he's standing here with you. Alice, he's like,
so, I think we've got a few options here. I mean, what are you thinking?
Well, first of all, I think we need to get the fuck out of this building, because it's probably bugged.
Oh.
Summers made it, like, aware that you could use this as an operation base. That's why he moved. Oh, okay. Everything that was in here was cleared. It was sweeped. Pretty blank slate, as far as room goes.
Look, they've even got a marker board. Here, let's flip it over to the other side, and it just says run on the other side. Just, let me get rid of that.
He takes the eraser, and I'm like,
oh, some dumb kids.
It was so nice of him to provide us with all this red string.
So
we could make a murder board.
Yeah. I like these. I like the old ones with cork and tacks. I don't like the magnets. I just, you know, we used to use... You know what? Let's go to an Office Depot. Let's get an actual fucking cork board. How about that?
Yeah, let's do that. That'll be the first thing that we are going to
That's
do.
The most important.
Go to the office.
Wait, hold on. Let me call Summers in requisition. A cork board.
Like 5 minutes after he walks away. Ring, ring.
Summers is looking at you through the window. Yes?
Cork board.
That's all he says, and he hangs up.
Cork board.
You're breaking up.
I'm going through a tunnel.
So what do you, what's your feel here? I don't know, like, don't get me wrong, I can appreciate a good bit of a vindictive violence and all. But, I don't know, I'm wondering how deep or not deep we are into the organization on this one, Alice.
This is, I trust him. I think what he told us was true. I think this Arthur Donnelly was his friend. And I think this one is personal. I don't know. I'm inclined to believe him.
Yeah, well.
I do not trust him.
That's the thing. I think we got a good bit out of him, but there's something here. His reluctance to tell us exactly what Arthur Donnelly... You know, I'm actually thinking about reaching out to my, you know, one of my people who I know. See if they can run this down within Delta Green. I don't know how connected she is, but...
Your contact is affiliated with the program?
Yeah, she recruited me. CIA.
I don't know, Axel. I don't think that's a good idea.
He said it was approved. He said it was approved, just not liked. I don't know. I want to get the background. I want to know what we're stepping into. This thing killed a man. One of us. One of us who looks out for shit like this. Don't get me wrong, he could have been losing his mind when he said it controls people. But he could not be losing his mind.
Oh, Axel, you and I both know that it, for sure, will control people. But you and I, we are not just people.
Yeah.
We are, well, we've seen things.
Yeah. All right, and Alice, if you say not to reach out, I won't do it, but I think it's a damn good idea.
Let's just... Not yet, Axel.
All right.
Let's go to the house. Let's see what's in there.
You want to go straight to this house?
Straight to the heart of the problem.
How about we go in there at midnight, or even better, the witching hour? The fuck is wrong with you, spooky. Alice?
what did Alice say to that? Let me sidestep out of character for a second and actually wrap my head around this situation.
So we've got a few leads here.
You do, and these. I mean, you feel you don't even have to do any of this. You could go straight to the house. Yeah. Obviously, but what he gave you that he thought was, you know, privy information is the two friendlies,
yeah.
Which I will put their stuff in there. One being Elizabeth Tucker, she's an antique dealer. Mm-hmm. Both of these people are friendlies, and
it'd be nice if we could get the person who died's name typed out at some juncture.
I put it up there.
Oh, did you put it in Discord?
No, on the board.
You put on the board.
Arthur's Dunley, the DG agent that died / FBI agent was his day job.
Oh, okay, I see her name. Yamila.
And I put Yamila was the previous owner that died in Summer's words the same way. Slit at the throat, no weapon found.
16 months ago, okay. All right.
Yamila.
And I will. I'm about to upload your two friendlies' information, or their basic information. One, Elizabeth Tucker being a antiques dealer, and Bill Yarrow being a parapsychologist at a
Fulton
neighboring
College.
Town. Yeah.
Okay.
Here's what I think, Alice. I think
also the Storit is another
storage unit. Here's my take. We got all these people we can talk to. His ex-wife, Sarah, she's on that list too. I like what you're thinking about the body. Like, if we can get a hold of that, maybe do our own, or at least get the coroner's report, though. I'm sorry, forgive me if I don't trust the coroner who says that Yamila Isari killed herself without a fucking knife on hand.
Yeah, he seems like a fucking hack.
Well,
like,
he's either a hack or he's on the pull, you know what I'm saying? But by who?
It's possible. It seems... I don't know, we just don't know what we don't know.
Yeah.
It seems like the occurrence is localized to the house.
Yeah. Correct. Also...
But I guess we don't know if...
Well, this guy, Donnelly... He's a Delta Green person. If he's investigating this shit in his own hometown, I'm gonna bet that his murder board is either in this house or in this fucking storage unit. Mm. And I think that the house gives us access to both, because that's probably where his keys are.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Let's go to his personal residence, find his keys, go to his storage unit.
All right.
But, Axel, the burning question for me is... Why did the organization ignore his reports? Why would they possibly ignore any suspicions of something?
And that's exactly why I wanted to reach out to my people.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Do it.
All right. Axel is going to, the second you say that, Axel reaches into his back pocket and pulls out a different phone. You know, he's got like 3-4 phones on him. Brad, I would like to actually reach out to one of my bonds and maybe burn some power, do a roll, or something.
Natalie, I'm assuming?
Yeah, Agent Natalie Doverson. She's the head of the joint task force that Axel works on.
Okay. Where are we at on time?
We can do this and then we're probably...
Okay.
Another Green Box Gaming classic. One room.
Haven't left.
This is what you get.
Brilliant. All right. Yeah, so he's gonna ring up Agent Doverson.
What is the mechanic for that? You have to burn willpower to like reach out, or?
Well, that is part of that is kind of part of that's kind of up to you, as far as how you want to run that. I would say that because the way that bonds are in Delta Green, they are a kind of a resource that you're using to get people to do things for you. So if I'm asking this person to hook me up with something from inside DG, I mean, this is like a personal favor, and that's what I'm asking. I'm asking her to put herself on the line. So,
you kind of want to, mechanically sort of like a freebie. So, yeah, I would say burn.
You mean roll a dice?
Yeah, definitely roll a dice. Let's call her up and see what you want. I don't know.
Okay.
See what's going on.
Okay, rolls up. He calls her. He's like,
Natalie, Axel.
Axel, you son. Where are you?
I'm got called up by some mutual acquaintances of ours. I was actually wondering if you could maybe run something down for me. Something that got sent up the old chain that didn't really make its way back down. I wonder if you could maybe apply your pressure. I know the CIA.
Yeah, she's CIA, yeah.
I mean, they had to teach you fucking something over at CIA, right?
He's always poking fun at her because she's CIA and he's ATF.
Yeah, they taught me how to type. That's more than I can say for you. You hear her like typing up. Well, she's like, what specifically are you looking for?
There's an agent, a recently deceased agent, submitted a report up higher. I don't know the contents. I know the agent died 2 weeks ago. I have his name. Arthur Donahue. Donahue?
whatever the hell his name is that the handler said. And I know that it was sent up to hire about and a specific address in a little town in New Jersey, Meadowbrook, New Jersey, 1206 Spooner Ave. Interested in what he sent up higher.
Not much I'm finding on the exact report. It does seem to be kind of shuffled into the miscellaneous. He was very concerned. '06. Think about that. He says, "It is an odd L sheet on."
Ooh, that would be interesting.
House, like, holy shit! This house has a bigger hit list than you have, Axel. I'm sending it over to you.
Fundamentally impossible.
She's going to email you this Excel sheet, random Excel sheet she found on the residence, basically. And she said, that's about all there is on this address.
Listen, Natalie, if anything...
Natalie, you're on
speakerphone. You're on speakerphone.
Don't say anything that you wouldn't want somebody to hear.
You have a top secret CIA call on speakerphone, Axel.
It's a secure location. This is Alice. She's a part of the program. She's read in.
So you don't have any official report from Agent Arthur Donnelly?
I have whatever report he sent. It was very brief. Concerned with the house, that he's been there twice, concerned about the circumstance of the last owner's death. Something didn't sit right with them.
Yeah,
and there are no notes from the higher ups as to why they did not take this report
only
seriously.
Thing I can find on file is this Excel sheet. Sending it now. She sends it over to Axel's phone. I've posted that murder board and yeah, kind of what you see is what you get. It's essentially what seems to be a hit list. Looks like a hit list, but it's got years, the residents of that who lived there, and their death calls.
Lord Almighty. All right.
The first death was in... Stop moving! Stop moving!
Sorry, I'm trying to make it bigger so y'all can see. But there you go.
The first death was in 1956. Residents Michael and Isabel Wheeler. Natural causes.
All right. Natalie, this is great work. Listen, anything else shakes out or anyone reaches out to you about this, hit me up. You have my secure line.
Will do, Axel. Stay safe.
Is there anything I need to, do I need to burn any bond power with you, or...
Something needs to happen. Let's do that. What do you think? Yeah, that sounds appropriate.
I would say I'll roll a d4. I'll take as much as 4, I think. Let's just see if that was that just easy peasy for her, or what?
Let's do d4. I mean, this is a...
D4 bond power. This is a big thing. This is big. I'm totally willing to pay for this. 3 bond with Natalie. All right. For whatever reason, this put Natalie in a bit of a pinch.
Okay, Natalie, I appreciate you putting your neck out for me.
Yeah, apparently, you know, could be because it's super, the rest of this is behind something she can't get, or could be literally no one cares about it, and this is all there is there. Who knows?
Natalie, I don't care. I don't care what the NSA guy says about you. I think you're great.
Yeah, next time, make your own Excel sheet. Click.
That doesn't make... He looks at Alice. Well, that wouldn't make any sense. I'd just be making stuff up. All right.
So I'm looking at this document that we just got, this PDF. It's a list of 17 incidents spanning from 1956 to 2017, which is present day, and it's a list of deaths in this house, right?
Yeah.
In 1206, and the reasons of the causes of death span from natural causes to murder-suicide to accident, fire, gas leak. There's a disproportionate amount of suicides.
It's a lot of people dead in one house.
Quite sure what to make of this yet, but let's just put it in our back pocket.
Roll on intellect, just roll.
Okay. Let's see. Alice is not bad at that.
This isn't your first rodeo, and like any town, there's definitely going to be records of ownership at the house, the county seat. If not, you kind of wanders to the table where the Meadowbrook Sparrow report of Arthur Dunley. If they report his death, they, you know, if they have the records, maybe they report on these people's death.
Might even be newspapers, obituaries, that kind of thing. We can definitely run this down.
Yeah. God, I wish we had an intern, you know, to look into this bullshit while we go out and do the actual investigation.
Yeah,
can we outsource this?
We're going to have to do it all.
Let me go on Fiverr.com.
Yeah, do a Fiverr.
I'm going to hire somebody from Fiverr to look into these deaths. Click, 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 click. Is there some way mechanically that we could, like...
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
All right, we probably need
outsource.
Yeah, we could call it there, but there might be consequences to getting a college student to do the paperwork for a top secret DG.
There just might be consequences.
But. Where is so it's 2017. Is John's understudy still
Jeremy
alive?
No.
Jeremy?
No. Just short answer, no.
Oh, he's already insane by this point. That was 1995 when he got locked into a closet.
That's right. All right. Everyone?
Well, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, we're going to call for there. Everyone, thank you for joining us for this first bit of Music from a Darkened Room. It is already heating up. I already love this.
It's juicy.
This is juicy. This is juicy. Listen, if you like what you're hearing, give us a like wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching. Mention us to a friend. Mention us to someone. Say, hey, these guys have a pretty good time over here. We really appreciate it. If you really like what you hear, you want to get things a week early for the podcast. You want to get some of our sanity check and our side stuff. Head over to Patreon. It's linked wherever, and consider supporting us. It's just $3. It really helps us out. But besides,
it'll pay for John's bail.
We'll try to pay for his ransom.
Or ransom
this time. We'll try to pay for his ransom
this time.
Brad, excellent job. Excellent.
Yeah, you're doing great, man, despite all of our bullshit.
But
everyone's having fun.
As long as I'm having fun. For those of you who are watching live, stay tuned. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be back for another episode. For those of you listening, watching later, thank you very much for joining us. And we'll catch you next time. Brad, do you want to take us out?
Stay safe and stay sane.
Bye.